The Maryland, my Maryland PAC, is a super PAC certified to the Maryland Board of Elections and the Federal Elections Commission as a expenditure-only political action committee. We can take unlimited funds from within the boundaries of the United States, and our primary focus is on the successful election of Larry Hogan for governor of Maryland.
So just to be clear, you're independent of the Larry Hogan campaign, but you're certainly spending money to help the campaign. I wanted to be clear on that. Do I have that correct?
I'm not even at that. Is absolutely correct. We cannot coordinate any events, any projects, nothing. I'm not actually sure that Larry even knows that we exist. I've never sent him a letter or anybody on his campaign staff that we were starting this. It was a group of us just got together and said, we need to do this because Larry's accepted public financing and he is, you know, can only spend $2.5 million. So with all the, you know, national Democrat money coming in, we feel it's our responsibility to help him as much as we can.
Fair enough. What did your poll find? I mean, you asked the Gonzales Research poll, and this is probably the most respected pollster in the state, or certainly one of the most respected pollsters in the state. You asked them to conduct a poll of likely voters in the gubernatorial race. The poll found that Anthony Brown leads Larry Hogan by 4 percentage points, margin of error 3.5%. What does that say to you?
Well, it says to me a lot of things. That one, this is a statistically dead even race because it also said that 9% of the voters, the most likely voters, are undecided. But it also showed that all the negative campaign advertising, that all this national money came in, nearly $1 million for the lieutenant governor, has had no impact on the voters because this poll was done in the last 2 weeks during the barrage of negative attacks on Larry Hogan. So that was a positive in my opinion as well. But also one of the things one of the numbers was how many of the Democrat voters that were polled could change their minds. And that was a larger percentage than I thought it was going to be. And you know, there's a lot of folks that, you know, we asked what they thought the number one issues were in the state of Maryland, and Larry Hogan's right on target with that. So, you know, this is a winnable race for Larry Hogan as a result of these polls. You know, numbers don't lie. We asked him to do a significant poll. We wanted at least 800 most likely voters polled. He did 805. And so it's very telling that this is a winnable race, that, you know, the direction of that, I think it was 53%. Don't quote me on that number, but it was a larger majority thinks that Maryland's headed in the wrong direction. And, you know, and I was pretty happy about that. You know, I mean, the results of the poll basically say this is statistical dead heat and that Larry Hogan's message of jobs and the economy is resonating with the voters.
Jeff, putting a poll on the street is expensive, especially one like this. How much did it cost the PAC to do this?
I believe we were right. I haven't seen the invoice that went directly to the treasurer of the PAC, but I want to believe it was right around $20,000.
Enough. Yeah, that's a chunk of change, as they say.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, as a sitting delegate, 3-term delegate, you know, we always used, if we wanted a poll, we used to just, you know, pay anybody else that was doing a poll, just add a question. I've never commissioned a whole poll before, and you know, we wanted to make sure that we went to a very credible pollster, which was, you know, Gonzales Marketing, you know, because both parties, the Democrats using as often or more than the Republicans using. And I wanted to make sure that we had a credible, you know, pollster to do this. So, you know, if you go to the best, sometimes it costs you to have the best do your work for you.
I think you get what you pay for, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Now, I know you're running for re-election yourself. I mean, you're out in the campaign trail. Does what you find in the polls, does that reflect what you're hearing on the street, or are you hearing something differently?
Well, I am not running. I'm retiring from the legislature. Don't get me wrong. I love the job. I've been in there for 3 terms, but I personally don't believe in career politicians. So I self-limited, term-limited myself, so I'm not running for re-election this year. But I've spoke with several candidates that, you know, are running statewide, and, you know, and the issues that they're hearing from Republicans and Democrats and unaffiliated alike is is jobs in the economy and taxes and education. And that's exactly, you know, the issues that Larry's campaigning on. He's right on target with his message.